Since iOS 4, you've had the ability to customize a wallpaper on your lock screen. And shortly after that, was added the ability to change the wallpaper on your home screen of your iPhone and iPads. It is super easy to do and a great way to style your iOS device to your likings. To get to your wallpaper settings on your iOS device, open Settings, then go down to Wallpaper. In the wallpaper preferences at the bottom are a preview of your current lock screen and home screen images. You can tap on the preview for small edits like moving it around. If you want a new one, then click Choose a new wallpaper at the top. Then at the top are three default wallpaper albums provided by Apple. The first album is Dynamic, which are different colored bubbles that move when you tilt your phone. Still is the next album, which are regular images with no added animation unless you enable the perspective option, which we'll talk about later. The third option is Live, which will start an animation when you 3D touch on the wallpaper. Under these albums, you can choose from photo albums saved locally on your iOS device in the Photos app. Speaking of the Photos app, you can change your wallpaper from there too. To do so, open Photos and navigate to the photo of your choice. Then tap on the Share button, then on the bottom row of extensions, scroll across till you find Use as Wallpaper. Now that you have found your image of choice, move it around and place it how you like. At the bottom are three choices. The first choice is Still, which makes the image not move. Then there is Perspective, which moves the image when you tilt your phone, giving you a different perspective of your wallpaper. The last option is Live, which, like a usual live photo, is activated when you 3D touch on it. Now it's time to set your image to either your lock screen or your home screen, or both. If you don't already know, your lock screen is what you see when you first wake up your device, and the home screen is a background of your apps. This is also what you see when you press a home button. Once you have decided your location, tap on it and it will be applied. If you have enjoyed this video, hit the thumbs up and subscribe. If you didn't, click the thumbs down to let me know. If you still have any questions, comments, or concerns, talk to me in the comments below. Also follow Apple Guide on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Apple Guide Web to stay up to date with all things happening at Apple Guide. You can find more on our website at appleguideweb.com.